You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everybody, this is Steve. You may remember back on June 6th, we had our first virtual campout. So I turned that 4 hours of awesomeness into these little mini episodes. But we've reached the end of the quadrilogy. Yeah! For this one, Katie from the Unicorns, and you might remember her from our Face Off episode, and I think Killer Clowns from Outer Space. She joins us for the last part. Basically, we talk about Jason's upcoming, like, for real podcast where he'll actually get paid and stuff, about obsolete occupations. We also talk more about snacks and specifically chips, some cute pets. You can get more of that in the videos. It'll be posted on YouTube. And then we talk about awkward movies we saw in school that may have not been the best for a teacher to show impressionable young children. So yeah, enjoy.
No, they say the second place is the first loser.
Jason!
Hey, I wanted to see the fort party.
Good luck pawning that silver medal.
Hey, Warsaw, what? Oh, sorry, that's not Tommy, is it?
Oh my god.
What? Jason, introduce yourself.
Oh, hi, I'm Jason.
Don't you have a podcast?
It's coming out in September. We just got the contract signed, so it's going to start in September.
Contract? That sounds like money.
I know.
Yeah, it's on iHeartMedia.
Oh, wow. Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're starting production in July. The working title is Obsolete Occupations. It's all about jobs that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Typewriter repairman?
What's that?
Like movie theater.
Yeah.
First episode, Competent Presidents.
Yes. But I'm not the host, I'm the producer. Helen Hong is the host.
Okay.
From Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, that's
nice.
Okay.
Who's she from?
She's the host.
Oh, wait, wait, don't tell me.
Yeah, she's like the guest host over there.
Sorry, I know I said Tommy from the room.
I'm forgetting
your name.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, so I guess everybody else introduce yourself.
Oh, where's she from? Oh, wait, wait, don't tell me.
Hi, Jason, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
Don't get the jokes at me.
Everything I learned, please.
Yes, hi, Jason. I'm Nathan from What Were They Thinking?
And Brendan and Rob. So many people talking.
You're talking.
You're talking, Brendan.
What?
You're talking. I just introduced you. And your girlfriend with the gigantic penis, Mariah. She's there.
Yeah, too. Hilarious.
What Were They Thinking?
Wait, who does? No, sorry. Mariah was like talking to me at the same time, and I said, there's so many people talking. I don't know what's going on.
Oh.
Sure. Wait, it made a really funny joke.
Wait, you guys, What Were They Thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to that. I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Aw.
That's awesome.
Cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
See, we got one.
One and a half.
No, wait.
Represent. This is W for What Were They Thinking.
Who else? Everybody else say hi, please.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Diana. And I'm from Happily Ever Aftermath.
Cool, cool. What is that?
Oh, it's a podcast about relationships in movies, romantic relationships, and how they kind of may have steered us to some really bad ideas when we got into actual romantic relationships.
Ooh, that's a really good, that's
yeah,
a good
that's
idea.
A cool concept.
Thank you.
I'm Drew. I'm one of three hosts for the Real Feels podcast. We review movies, but specifically we do a different movie genre every episode.
Oh, cool. What's your last genre?
We just did our War, What Is It Good For episode, and we did Last of the Mohicans.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, love that soundtrack. Love that soundtrack.
What's next?
Next is our medical episode, which I will release the week before our episode that's going to come out. I do something called Drew's Clues, and we'll reveal four images that are chosen by the specific host who chose the movie that's coming up. And I'll reveal my clues for my medical episode on Wednesday.
Wait, Drew, are you just going to repost the episode we just recorded?
Oh, my God.
Who's going to do the sequel?
No. Actually, you know what? I don't care if anybody here knows. So our next episode, we're going to do, I chose Patch Adams for medical.
I was going to guess Patch Adams. Is like medical movies. Like,
we've had so many, like, heavy episodes, and I'm like, all right, let's have a change. Let's have some real feel good happy.
Drew, I know it may have been a few months since you've seen Patch Adams. It's a particularly heavy moment about 2/3 of the way in.
I know that. I mean, like, for me, like, Patch Adams is like a really important movie for me. I had a friend who passed away in 98 from brain cancer, so this movie really helped me. So being a 12-year-old kid watching it, I was like, you damn right you treat people like people and you say fuck all to their diseases. Like, I mean, that's, yeah, I love the movie, even though there was some hate for it when it came out. I mean, even the real Patch Adams was like, yeah, I didn't like the movie. But then later on in years, he was like, I can't spurn a movie when people can take away the message of actually like treating people like people. So he's like, I can't fault that. But he still didn't like it.
What's the name of your show again?
Real Feels Podcast, R-E-E-L, because everyone loves wordplay.
Bicentennial Man, on the other hand.
Yeah. Well, Drew, I just really like listening to your voice right now. I want to listen to the show just to hear you talk more. You have an amazing voice.
Oh, thank you. I was always told, like, you know, face for radio. And I actually, like, when I was in high school, I went down to Burbank and I actually took some voiceover classes, and I was going to continue, but, you know, being a junior in high school didn't really have like the $600 to continue on to the next class.
Masters.
But thank you. That's very nice to hear.
Wait,
Clarissa, Andrew, introduce yourselves.
I'm Clarissa, and
I'm Andrew.
That isn't kind of,
yeah. We're just married. We don't have a podcast.
We're just
married. We remember them from.
We're the just stuck with each other.
You won't remember us from the Demolition Man episode because it was lost.
The best part was 3 hours of excellence.
Oh my God, it was so good.
And then the next, like a week later, when I was going to edit, it was like, where the fuck is it?
Oh no.
It says it's here, but it's not here. And, yeah.
It's like 3 hours of fucking silence. It was like contact.
No. Oh, that makes me sad.
That's never almost happened to Brendan and I several times.
Well, the thing was,
we only had one mishap like that.
No, you hadn't seen it before we watched it.
Oh. It was his first time seeing it. They like drove from Fresno to record it. Yeah. They stayed at my mom's house. It was like a big deal.
No.
We have a new entry into the virtual campout.
Yeah, Katie, can you hear us?
Hi, Katie! How is everyone?
What's up?
All right, let's do one more round of intros. Katie, introduce yourself.
Round robin.
Hi, I'm Katie Crumpton. Me and Izzy went to art school together.
She's another one.
Yeah, I don't have a podcast, but I've been on Izzy and Sue's podcast a couple of times.
That's right. You watched Face Off with us.
Yeah,
that
was awesome.
And she
clones
from
outer
space.
Look at the face mask.
Oh, yeah, the face mask.
Oh, gosh. So awesome.
It's a Face Off face mask.
There needs to be like a Muppet.
Okay,
that's Izzy. I'm Steve.
I'm Drew.
Good night, everybody.
Get out of here, you filthy rat.
You dirty rat. You killed my brother.
Thank you.
You dirty rat.
I'm Nathan. I'm here with my wife, Patty. I'm the co-host of What Were They Thinking? I'm the better co-host, I feel.
I think you're both equally awful. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's like worse than the two parts together. It's pretty amazing.
And I am Montrose Muggington III, Esquire, from Banana Sugar London in the great country of England.
Where's Bill Muggington?
Hey, where's Ben?
Oh, he's
he was around here earlier.
Was he around there earlier?
He's napping.
That is better.
My cousin, actually. He sounds a lot like
your wirehouse got so dirty.
But a low rent version of Jason Statham.
Hello.
See, I told you. It's kind of like a cross between Jason Statham and Robert Englund from The Adventures of Fort Fairlane.
Anytime you can like give a monkey like Jason Statham lines, it just works perfectly.
He's not even a puppet. It's great.
I'm Jason Statham, Los Angelino.
I will be watching.
Did you see me in 2004 Cellular?
How about to land a plane on fire? Not the plane, me.
This is terrible. What have we started?
Did you see what I did to Kim Basinger? I took Kim Basinger, I did.
Thank you more later.
Thank God my father isn't there.
Did somebody say my name?
You bastard! Get out of here, you lush.
I'm also on the same podcast as Nathan. I'm Brendan. I'm also on What Were They Thinking?
And full screen for Queen and...
And Country.
Yeah.
And Country.
And a million other podcasts that he whores himself out to.
Yeah.
I don't have the time.
Unofficial fourth person.
Honorary fucking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I also have another podcast. I DM a D&D 5e actual play podcast called Crit Storm.
Like, awesome. That sounds cool.
So I do that, and I review movies for Real Feels podcast as well.
Nice.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Like they know each other.
And Clarissa and Matt got a little high together. Thanks for being here.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Steve also got a little high.
Okay, no, those cookies were... Like, okay, the pot was not evenly dispersed among the cookies.
Apparently not.
It was not. Because you know what, though? I don't know if I told you guys this, but because Sid sent us home with some.
Yeah.
And when I had the exploratory surgery because I was feeling really bad. I got food poisoning that weekend, really bad. Yeah. And they thought that something had gone wrong, so they had to do an exploratory surgery. In my stomach region. So I was like, well, I'm in a lot of pain right now. I might as well take this pot cookie because I wasn't that high last time I took it. And all of a sudden I'm so high and I can't stop laughing. And so my abdominal muscles won't stop moving. And I am in like excruciating pain more so than I was before I took the cookie.
Oh no.
So I just put myself to bed. I was so...
What we're trying to say is, damn you, Sid.
Okay, for everybody who wasn't at our going away party,
I was there.
In West California. Our buddy Sid made some pot cookies. Sid is notorious for bringing pot cookies. He made this batch. He informed us when we arrived. He made this batch a half dose.
What the hell?
The last party he went to, somebody had ended up in the hospital because they OD'd on his pot cookies.
Oh, my.
Steve and I don't normally do pot. I actually never have. I've been told
we don't do the pot.
Devil's lettuce, it is.
Yeah. Steve decided, why the hell not? We've been packing all weekend. We had a lot of packing to do still. Let's go for it. Katie occasionally partakes, she decided to partake. Clarissa occasionally partakes, she decided to partake. Some of the cookies were stronger than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even Katie, I believe the exact words they both used independently was, I am very uncomfortable right now.
Dude, yes, poor Steve. Like, there were points where I'd be like, oh yeah, something, Steve, and Steve's like this.
Yep. Yeah, just kind of saying on like, oh my God, this is how I die.
I've been there.
then.
Katie was in that exact place, but she always looks so damn happy. She's just like, I think I'm dying.
And while I was trying to talk, I would forget what I was going to say mid-sentence.
You know what?
Conjunctions I out of the room.
And I couldn't. I was too scared to eat. Predicate.
And you know what? You know what, Katie? What was going on with me was that Andrew would ask me a question, and then in my mind, I would answer the question.
But
after I thought about it, so the answer was, I don't know. He's like, are you happy right now? I'd be like, are you happy right now? Would go on and be like, I don't know.
I wish weed was legal.
Oh, wait, yeah,
that'd be great.
All right, so next podcast party is in Canada.
Yeah, come on up.
We'll have it at Nathan's house. What?
We'll have to self-quarantine for 14 days.
Yes.
You don't want a bunch of dirty Americans.
14 days, we'll go.
Patty says she'll put you in the basement.
Can you put me down there? There's a 42-inch TV, a bed, a couch.
We all set. Prime
video. Yeah, slumber party.
Take your tops off. Wait, what?
How to get burned.
Guys, we have a new addition. Some of you know her. She's one half of the Nerdy Bitches. It's Heather.
Yeah. Hi, Liz. Oh, sorry.
Liz has death in the family, so she is not.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Now I feel bad.
Yeah, you should. No, just kidding.
Also, Heather, you got to yell. You're a little bit quiet.
Oh, sorry. How about that?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yes, I'm sorry. I was two and a half hours late. I actually planned on being 4 hours late, so I'm actually early.
That's the best logic I've ever heard.
Well, you missed all the arts and crafts, so.
Okay, well, I wasn't prepared anyway. I guess I got to change my background here.
Why?
I don't know.
How do you do that? How do you do that in a Zoom meeting?
You click more, like the three dots, and click more, and then go to virtual background. If you have the app.
I don't have that.
Changing your shirt because your background is a
little...
Dude, my hair's doing a fun thing here. With the
hair. Mine doesn't have virtual background thingy.
Are you using the... Are you on the site, Drew, or are you
using the app.
Drew, if you go down to where the video is and you click on the arrow, it should ask you to choose a virtual background.
Oh, I've got. I was like, what's going on? All right. Apparently, I'm.
Steve, you're gone. I can't see Steve.
I'll refrain from pornography as my background.
I didn't realize this touch up my appearance is nice. I'm going to keep this.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think I found it.
Did you?
Yay, I did.
Yay!
That's
so scary.
Oh, no. And I, what's happening?
I was trying to.
And I has become Carl.
San Francisco.
Wait. Let's go back to the original.
Yeah, Clarissa, you actually look like you're legit there. I'm not going to lie.
Honestly, today it's kind of breezy and it's not too hot, so it feels like we are. It is a weird day in Fresno, and I'm here for it.
It's that bridge that I've never seen in any movie ever.
Is it the one that's also always getting blown up?
Mm-hmm. Kaiju, always. Tidal wave.
That's our words.
I've only played with a few of these backgrounds. There's Jesus in a dinosaur.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Since there's Jesus in a dinosaur, can somebody please talk to me about philosopher?
There we go, Nathan.
Philosopher.
There it is.
Watch it. It's amazing.
Very good.
Yes, like the ghost of Andrew kind of pops in and out.
I don't know what's happening. I'm here. I'm right here. Oh, there we go. I got to scoot forward.
Yeah.
you don't. Earlier, you,
yeah. Oh, now you're gone.
Oh, by the way, Clarissa and Andrew, happy like fifth anniversary.
Thank you.
Is it like today? Today.
Today.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
Oh, there you are. There's my husband. We've been married. Our anniversary's on Monday.
That's congratulations. Wonderful.
Chicken, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
I've been picking those. Yes, this year, my virtual background is my daughter at Disney World, showing clearly just the crappiest place on earth. Could not be happy at Disney World.
Wait, how old is she?
She's 14.
Oh, that sounds about right. Yeah.
I have a picture of me right before I got shoved by Pluto for being kind of a dick, so I get it.
They're gonna like put a sign out, no teens allowed.
I went with my grandparents when I was 5. Most of the park was under construction, so they refunded my grandparents' tickets and we went to Knott's Berry Farm. And then Steve took me for my 30th birthday.
Yay!
I met Tigger. It was really one of the happiest days of her life. There's Pooh over there.
Here I come.
A little bit of Pooh in
there. Oh, shit, it's raining.
Heather. Hey, we got rain. Woo!
Rain.
Chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain.
No. Why not? Drew, if you move slightly to your left, the other way. That meme is perfect. There you go. There you go.
That's amazing.
I love it.
I got rid of the bad one, guys.
Hey, look at that bearded asshole. And Osama bin Laden.
Just, you know, Canadian and Osama bin Laden hanging out together. Same as the original. Yep.
The only movie that outpaced Muck for the worst movie we've ever covered.
I still disagree. I still think it's The Haunting of Sharon Tate.
Nope. That one's fun. That one's charged up.
You just didn't get that, Brendan. It was so deep. It was paying tribute to the victims.
Shut up, Steve.
I'll give The Haunting of Sharon Tate this.
No, you won't.
They didn't make a joke where they were like, no, Holocaust jokes, because that's funny.
I can't believe you didn't name that cat Harvey Dent.
That would have been awesome.
Caster Troy was already there.
You got there.
Yep, I'd already named a kitty after this greatest supervillain of all time.
Katie, what kind of dog you got there?
This is a terrier chihuahua mix named Gus.
There you go.
He's like one of the dogs that I pet sit for.
Oh.
What is he about?
Gus? Drew's having a great time in this background.
In the hidden spot.
I'm flirting there, though.
You don't like such a flirt. I'm a naughty, naughty little podcaster. Beers are.
I'm going to show you guys how to make an oversized friendship bracelet.
Are they for oversized friends?
For your oversized friends.
I feel attacked.
Call me fat.
Some friends take up more space than others. These friends take up a lot more space than others.
Whoa, we're going to get taken down.
Grace?
Alright. First you make a great big knot with your yarn because it's the most important step.
Just want to see the covering it step.
Thanks a lot, babe. You're the most helpful helper who's ever helped in the history of helping.
I'm just operating the camera here, don't mind me.
Chips Ahoy Sour Patch Cookies.
Well, not that good.
They're the worst.
That sounds awful.
Horrible.
Wait, no, they really exist?
Sounds awful.
I've never tried them. Mariah just saw and took a picture, and I texted her back and was like, no, thank you.
And I was like, this is going to tell me in background.
What Frankenstein debauchery, and more so, how much cocaine was taken?
All of it.
It's like, if you ever wanted to gummy bears in your chocolate chip cookies. Buy those.
That's disgusting. No.
Like Stephen, like Stephen King recovering from his car accident levels of cocaine, Drew.
Dream catcher.
All right. So to make those it like a friendship bracelet,
people who would put gummy bears in yarn. I never understood
you
that.
Use the same color. You can use different colors.
It's a weird combo.
It's a weird combo.
It's super hard.
So you just make line three of the ends up.
Isn't that like chocolate fruitcake?
And
you can't say that anymore.
Yes. Yeah, especially not during the month of June.
We're sorry, cacao fruitcake.
Oh, no.
All right. Now I like to use a flip to hold these down.
Hold them. Would a green book?
It went away already. It's gone.
Four.
Can't see it.
Then you pull the tail through the center and go all the way up. We're going to do that 10 times. So that's 10, 9, 8, 7.
Did Gus just bark at us?
No.
6. Five.
Oh, Gus. Chill.
3, 2, 1.
And you will notice that it starts to twist around.
Nathan, no.
Super excellent. And then we just switch colors. And we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, no, I
heard that. Grabs the end of your yarn, because as is tradition.
That dog is adorable.
He's falling asleep.
He is falling asleep.
Aw, sweet muffin.
Aw, Gus is a tired guy.
Yeah, my dog's asleep behind me. Or was.
What dog do you have?
I have got a Chihuahua Terrier mix myself.
Aww. Wake it up.
All right.
We need proof.
What? Whoa.
Whoa. What's happening?
I got papers.
Yeah.
So, as you keep going through the colors,
yeah, I can't get like it.
Wake it up.
And they'll interchange colors. So I'll keep going. Now, while Steve entertains you.
Aww. He's like, why am I awake, Mom?
I know. He's pretty irritated.
So
what happened? I was dreaming of snossages and.
Sorry, buddy.
A little.
Sweet muffin.
It'd be funny if one of the dogs barked at the other one.
What was Gertie doing?
She is doing okay. She's laying on the ground barking if we get too far away from her.
Aww.
Has to be right there at all given times. And
Bandit.
If you don't take her with you to go to the bathroom, you will just hear about it the whole time.
She just likes to watch.
She's a mental.
I like to watch.
You know, I think all dogs like to watch because we watch them. And so they
yeah.
Yeah. The
bond.
I mean, very good
point. Right? Well, we were talking about it. Like, what if it's not a thing in the dog world and they think we're weird, but they are obligated to watch us because we watch them? Like, I mean, I guess if we're going to do this, we're going to do it the right way.
They're like, listen, you're going to take
me. You're doing it too. Like, what?
They're like, listen, you're going to put me on a leash every 4 hours to take me for a shit. I guess this is another thing we're doing.
Do I put a leash on you?
I'm going to use the clip.
I can't pick up your poop, but I can eat it.
Wait, is that weird?
For dogs to eat other dogs' shit?
Yeah.
I think it's
not really, but it's not like an everyday thing.
When you run out of dog food, I mean.
It's called coprophagia. It's a thing.
It's happening among doggy dudes.
She's like, come back, change the topic.
Please change the topic.
Oh, yeah, you guys don't want to talk about
it. Going on our date tomorrow.
Well, you already have the picture of the chip
bad,
boy
Steve.
With.
Stop instigating.
Patrick's going to fall the fuck over mid-podcast.
Oh.
you gonna be?
He's gonna sleep. Good night, sweet dog.
Oh, he is sweet.
Night, Gus. Oh,
he looks so small.
He wants to take a bath. Goes in so she can drink the bath water.
Oh my god, I can't. They're so cute.
Bath water! Bath water, I tell you, bath water! Critic reference achieved.
Anybody else here watch The Critic?
I haven't seen it in some time.
Back in the day.
Roger Ebert!
Yeah! It sucks!
It stinks!
It stinks, yeah.
I assume that there's not any recent episodes, right? I thought
I loved the episode where the mom was showing home movies and it shows him as a child like running in real slow motion when he's exercising and she's all like,
this was him as a child. He was always overweight. This is not in slow motion.
I like that Park Overall was on that show. She was also on Empty Nest.
Oh yeah. It's been a while since I've watched Empty Nest. But I really do like Empty Nest a lot.
Yeah, she was the voice of the love interest on The Critic, but she was also the head nurse.
Nurse Ratched.
No, not Nurse Ratched.
No, the head nurse.
So from Silent Hill.
How's your head?
Only the best video game movie around.
He really didn't have a stroke.
Not friends anymore.
It's the bear.
Okay, so you guys
know it's Mortal Kombat.
Wild beasts clawing away in our vicinity.
Mortal Kombat is probably the better of any answers for a video game film that actually did it right.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
It was actually pretty good.
Didn't see it, but the only reason why I would see it would be for Jim Carrey.
It's fun.
Jim Carrey fucking kills it. I cannot wait for the sequel because of Jim Carrey.
Oh, there's a sequel?
There's a sequel?
Oh, there has to be a sequel. Did you not see the end?
I didn't see it at all.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
Ends on a
Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
Oh, no, yeah, no, there definitely has to be a sequel.
Yeah, we have to find out what the reconnaissance got. Huh?
And then Tails came.
I will say this, for a Sonic the Hedgehog movie, it was far and away better than anything I'd expected.
Right.
Did you guys think it was weird, though, when at the end of the movie, Jim Carrey realizes he's being filmed the whole time?
It's morning, and if I don't see you, good evening, good night, and whatever.
Yeah. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
There you go.
Love that movie.
I usually show that movie when I teach.
You want to get Charlie a hot dog?
The Giver to seniors.
I'll take a hot dog.
The Truman Show.
Yeah,
that's a great movie.
It's a good movie. It fits along with thematic elements in The Giver, especially when you talk about how life is plotted out for us and we don't have choices.
Oh, you mean you don't want to show the flawless film adaptation of The Giver?
No. Oh my God. How about Blade Runner? The flawless film adaptation of Blade Runner.
Oh, look.
No. Oh, he's awake.
Oh.
Max is up. Yep.
Ears up.
Oh, God.
It'll be versus again.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, if you're going to show anything with The Giver in context with reading the book, you either show Truman Show or. I think you can really work in Pleasantville.
Okay. Oh, I love that movie too.
You just have to avoid the masturbation scene in the tub.
Avoid what?
You?
What?
There's a masturbation scene in Pleasantville?
Yeah.
Where the mom touches herself in the tub and the apple turns real bright red.
No. I think she becomes colorful.
Or something. Either way, but she's touching herself in the tub, and
Suddenly, it doesn't suddenly turn into a hardcore pornography. I'm pretty sure it's like a PG-13.
I'm not saying it turns into a hardcore pornography.
Drew, I think
he doesn't want to have to talk about that with high schoolers. He barely knows.
Right.
Do it.
Be dedicated entire class to that scene.
Wait, if I do that, do I change colors?
Well, you'll be a little Flusher for a while, that's for sure.
That's like when I watched Drew. I actually had a teacher, an English teacher, show us Elizabeth in high school. And she quickly ran to the front of the class when she realized there was nudity in the film. Oh,
no. That would be like an English teacher who has no context of like film and going like, all right, guys, we're going to watch Academy Award winning Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah. Oh, no, tits.
We watched Hamlet when I was in high school. The one that like opens with the sex scene.
Which Hamlet?
The Playboy one?
I don't remember because it's been.
Was it the kind of time
I was in high school? I just remember like opening with the sex scene in our English or our.
Yeah, I know you have. Like,
just keep watching. It turns into Hamlet.
Well, there were like two Hamlets. So you had the Mel Gibson one, right? Yeah,
it's Hamlet 2, Steve Coogan.
Oh, Hamlet 2. Okay, very different.
Also, that same year, I had a history teacher who was like, so I'm not allowed to show you all of Amistad because it's too violent, so I'm only going to show you the scene where they throw the slaves off the ship.
Oh, good gosh. That's not violent.
Yeah, there you go.
When I was in high school, I was a junior in high school, and my history teacher showed us Glory.
Holy shit!
We had to sign a waiver to see Glory in class, and I'm like, this is gonna be great. Do you see this cast? And what a fantastic story! First 5 minutes of the film, did that guy just lose his head to a cannonball? Yep.
Okay, so I guess let's take a second here. What's the most obscure movie you watched in class or any class, high school, junior high, college, whatever?
Define obscure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Define obscure?
Like obscure to the obscure to our taste, or if it's like
mainstream society.
Okay, so not obscure in terms of like the movie, but weird thing happened is when I was in I think it was in like social studies class or something, and I literally said to the teacher, "Hey, I have the movie Gladiator that I taped off the movie network." He goes, bring it in. So we spent a whole week watching Gladiator.
I have the perfect one. We watched, I'm not in the shot. We watched Maximum Overdrive.
What?
Yeah.
For what?
For what class? We watched like
English.
Drive-in.
Well, like, I was like in a stupid English. I was just like stupid class English because like I was just like
remedial
I wanted to pass
English,
it.
You watched Maximum Overdrive.
So it was a health class which it talked about the effects of drugs.
It was literally an English class. We were reading like Stephen King like the short stories. We watched that movie.
And that's the Stephen King movie they picked?
Yes, it was.
So, all those PG Stephen King movies to pick from.
Yeah, but there's far better movies than Maximum Overdrive to watch.
Could have watched like Silver Bullet. Could watch like Shawshank.
Could watch
like
Green Mile. Well,
that's what they pick. So I can win for least amount of context to school movies. We watched Flowers in the Attic not once, not twice, but four times. Because that was the tape they gave us.
This story makes no sense to me every time she tells it to me.
I watched it in Driver's Ed. I watched it in
history. Why?
I watched it in agriculture and
the flower.
Was it possibly on like how to kill your livestock?
No, there was flowers.
We knew how to do that. The butcher would come out and butcher the sheep. Like we did that.
Isn't there also siblings that like get down with each other?
All right.
No, there's like a moment between the brother and sister when she's in the tub, but like she's
flowers
like.
In the attic.
Yeah, it's like hinting to an attraction.
Oh no, it's absolutely about incest. It's the mom and the dad lose their business in the house or whatever, and they have to go live with the grandparents who the kids have never met. There are four kids. There's two younger twins, an older brother, and like an oldest sister. They go stay with the grandparents. The grandparents hate the dad. He's not allowed to stay at the house. Dad has to go stay somewhere else. Mom stays part of the time there at the house with the kids. Part of the time with dad. The kids have to live up in the attic, and girls have to sleep in one bed, and boys have to sleep in the other. No ifs, ands, or buts. And it turns out, spoiler alert, because you're all going to run out and see this, mom and dad were like
aunt and uncle. Yeah, she was her uncle.
And then
ew.
the two youngest kids die of starvation because the grandparents leave them all locked up there. And then at the end of the movie, the sister, the oldest sister and the brother get together.
Jonah. Here I thought I was going to win escape from Sobibor.
Oh, the doggy.
Four times in high school. Four!
I saw Uma Thurman's tits in school. Woo! Thanks, Baron Munchausen.
Yeah, Baron Munchausen's awesome.
Yeah. Also, I saw Pete's Dragon a bunch for like random classes. Don't know why. It's like, hey, we're talking about dragons this week. We're going to watch Pete's Dragon. Hey, we're talking about lighthouses this week. Let's watch Pete's Dragon. Hey,
I saw Pete's Dragon a bunch, too.
I was shown The Mask with Eric Stoltz.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Eric Stoltz has like a disease.
Yeah, he has elephantitis on his face.
Yeah, and Cher is his mom or something.
And Estelle Getty is the grandmother.
I didn't know people in high school, so I was like, what are we watching? Like, I didn't even... it was for ethics class or something?
I could see that. It's a fantastic movie to teach about, like, you know, people being intolerant of someone who's different.
Yeah. But it was just so out there that I don't think anybody was...
Did Sylvester Stallone play Estelle Getty's son?
No. She didn't join him on a ride-along.
Yeah, that movie is terrible. Like,
yeah, right.
Gang or something.
Don't lie, Nathan.
Own it on DVD.
Oh my gosh.
I tricked my teacher in high school to let us watch Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie, and environmental science.
Woo!
Yeah.
Because the movie is This Island Earth. Very nice.
Yeah, he was not pleased.
What?
Sure, was definitely just a Mystery Science Theater fan and wanted a way to watch it in class.
I can't think of anything that was like off base.
This was actually not off base. It was Much Ado About Nothing with like Keanu Reeves and Denzel Washington.
That cat fight is great.
Are they brothers? I couldn't understand. Keanu Reeves and I think Denzel Washington were brothers, and then that's all I remember.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like in a class.
Liaisons or whatever, where Keanu shows up for like two scenes, but it's mostly Malkovich.
Yeah.
That dangerous
one game? Time?
We actually had in school once. I was like, oh, look, Theodore Logan's going to be in this. Nope.
Wild Stallions.
I used to go into a science teacher's class with a couple of friends. We would bypass the lines at lunch and get our, what we called like a large flamer. And it was like the hot Cheetos, and you put like beans and the nacho cheese and jalapeno peppers and a large Shirley Temple. And like, that was lunch. And so we would go back into our room, lock the doors, and we would be in there either talking or we'd put on a movie. We went through the entire Alien quadrilogy in high school.
Oh.
And then we also watched The Shining.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had it wasn't class, but it was a fun little like lunch movie club.
Had an elementary school science teacher one time that just showed us her vacation videos for a whole class. But then
that's the winner.
Wait for it, because she showed it to us. She had to immediately stop the tape because her friends were naked on film.
Oh, yeah.
They were at a beach and she was like, oh shit, I forgot about this part.
And they were all in their mid-50s.
Yeah. No. She also spent an entire class talking about Jesus one time, so she was an odd teacher.
So, just disregarding the whole idea of separation of church and state.
Yeah.
That's like the only time that I would ever even bring up religion if it was connecting thematically with what was happening in a novel, but that's
oh
it.
Yeah, for sure. It was just super random, like how she just started going on about it, and I'm like, no offense, but shouldn't you be teaching us science?
Wow.
I had a college
part of that is happening
was able class. To link Nixon to the cause of the Civil War.
What?
Yeah, I had a life science teacher that told me that you could go to hell for being gay or being promiscuous.
Whoa!
That's right, you are from Utah.
Yeah, I know, right?
See, in my Utah studies or Utah history class or whatever, my teacher was a lesbian. I mean, you know, wasn't out about it, but she was also the softball teacher.
Well, of course, she's the PE teacher,
and,
yeah.
And she would basically go off on rants about like how the state's fucked up and, you know, so, you know, like going on like her civil rights soapbox or whatever. And it's like, so what year did Utah become a state? It doesn't fucking matter when Utah became a state. You know, this and this and this. And it's like taking notes.
So that reminds me of one of my high school. So I took one of my high school history classes. My world history class was from a student teacher, Mr. Spyro. Yeah. Who was Spyro. Very nice, but very nervous. But his like, I don't know, his mentor teacher was Mr. Page. Mr. Page was the best teacher in our whole high school because he had been Secret Service in the 60s. And this is like 2000. So his DNRs are starting to expire. And he does not give two fucks. And so Spyro would be like talking about something like world history, like World War II or something. And then Page would just jump out of his corner chair and go on like, just like rants about like secret, like technology in the 60s.
All these black ops, eh?
And he was Secret Service. So he worked at the White House and he was like, it would always start with like, every president's a moron, every fucking one.
End of his time.
Man, I wonder what he would think now.
He also used to talk to the students in between class periods, even though he was repeatedly told not to. And he was like, what are you going to fucking do to me?
Bitch, I have tenure.
Pretty much.
Smash him.
Yep. Yes, salt and vinegar.
Yes, sir. It's the perfect beer drinking chip, I believe.
That way you can be cold, piss, and vinegar.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be Miss Vicky's, but it has to be kettle cooked sea salt and malt vinegar.
I wish they would put more chips into a bag of kettle cooked stuff.
Well, they do. I don't know. It's up to you.
Okay, so as a Canadian, we have several versions of flavored chips available to us. Do you guys get that down south?
What
like different flavored chips?
Some chips have been flavored.
Korean barbecue the other day.
Korean barbecue?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of flavors do you guys have up there?
Well, the standards, we get ketchup, dill pickle.
We get dill pickle.
Ketchup chips are delicious. You shut your filter out.
Do you get jalapeno?
We do. This is the sour cream and onion.
Yeah, that's typical.
Yep. We do have a jalapeno, but it's usually in a kettle cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have
Or a ruffle, yeah.
We have
or
a ruffle ranch. We have a spicy nacho.
Yeah. Sour cream and bacon.
Yeah.
I think we had that one like limited edition at one point.
We had like a loaded baked potato ruffle.
Yeah.
Yes.
They had like pizza ruffles. I mean, like Pringles has.
Have the ever elusive all dressed.
Kind of like an everything bagel?
It kind of is. It's where they take all the standard flavors like salt and vinegar and barbecue and they put it all onto the chip. Not very good. I don't find it's very good either.
I'm not a fan of like barbecue anything that's not barbecue sauce.
You know what? The barbecue chips are fine by themselves. How dare they put all those flavors in one bag?
They also have this really cool thing in Canada called Doritos.
Oh, yes.
What?
What? What are those?
Oh, Doritos?
You ever have dill pickle Doritos?
They were doing a special edition.
I had dill pickle like ruffles.
Had dill pickle ruffles. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't think I know.
Yeah,
Steve, I have the mother of your children on camera.
She's shy. She's gonna leave. Bye.
Gravy Lays.
Yeah. Cat butt. I wanted to say hi.
Pepper, come here.
I do like when we have friends who come from the state, and we give
also
them
it's not like electronic.
They don't know what to do with it.
Boobies.
Let's see. Top 30 chips in America.
Oh wow!
Vanilla Coke.
Top 30.
number 30. Lay's Cappuccino.
Oh.
Lay's Wavy Mango Salsa.
Oh.
Damn it!
Calbee Baked Shrimp.
What?
Lay's Ketchup.
Colby, it's a different. It's a different type of. It's a Japanese snack.
Hashtag trend.
Lay's ketchup.
Yeah,
for me.
Kettle Foods chili lime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that though.
Okay, TGI Fridays potato skins, bacon and cheddar.
That yes.
That was boring when I had it.
Okay, Utz crab potato chips.
Nope.
No.
Wait, late night cheeseburger better be on there.
Here we go. Ruffles loaded bacon and cheddar potato skins.
Yeah,
Trader Joe's ridge cut salt and pepper.
Fucking delicious.
Lay's cheese onion. I don't know how to react to that.
I don't. Fried pickle. They were not as good as the sour cream and onion.
What did you say about blanch? Did you say tropical ranch?
No. Lay's fried pickle and ranch.
Oh,
okay. Weird, but I get it.
Okay. Dirty kettle cooked sea salt potato chips.
They're fine. They're sea salt potato chips.
Lay's wavy ranch.
Yeah.
Lay's southern biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Those were good.
So I have tried the biscuits and gravy, in my opinion, a little too much pepper flavor.
That's what makes it good.
I enjoy pepper, but I don't know. If I can't taste like whatever creaminess they're trying to get across gravy.
Yeah, if I can't taste that sausage.
Kettle Brand Honey Dijon.
They were fine. Mm.
Lay's chili and limon.
Super
okay.
Good.
Yeah, that's a good deep, one.
Deep River Age cheddar horseradish.
No. John Ritter.
That sounds good.
Wait, what is it?
It's okay. So Deep River, and then is the brand, and then okay. aged cheddar horseradish.
Okay, I think I might be into that one.
That sounds good to me. All right, Cool Ranch Doritos.
The best.
Pizza Pringles.
Very good.
Yeah.
Pringles French onion dip.
Well, yep, those are pretty good.
Oh, and one of my personal favorites, Hawaiian sweet Maui onion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I do have to say that as an adult, none of these chips taste as good as they did when I was a kid. Like, I've tried these, and they're fucking nasty, okay? I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
I can't Ruffles, eat noodles Ruffles, anymore.
Cheddar and sour cream.
Hey, that one's still good, though.
Now, to be fair, your taste buds change every 7 years.
Mm,
really? Things that you probably thought were tasty at one point probably don't taste the same now to you.
It's like the same rule as wrestling. Like a gimmick is old. You can reuse a gimmick after 7 years.
Wait, hold on.
Lay's roasted chicken.
Steve just woke up.
Delicious
roasted chicken.
Really?
All right.
Where's late day cheeseburger?
There's five left. Kettle chips, sea salt, and crushed black pepper.
Okay.
Lay's Flamin' Hot.
I'm waiting.
Cape Cod sweet and spicy jalapeno.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Ruffles sour cream and onion. These are top three. Sour cream and onion.
Okay.
Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar, number two.
Yes.
Oh, I swear to God, if cheese Doritos are first.
What?
Oh, no. Fuck this list. Kettle Backyard Barbecue.
No.
I had a kettle chip once, and it was the bag. It was Cajun crab spice.
Yeah.
Listen, the flavor of chips that will make you forget about your life,
none of the zaps,
hate yourself is late night cheeseburger.
It'll make me hate myself, like, even more.
It'll make you forget about life and simultaneously hate yourself. Late night cheeseburger. It tastes like cigarette butts. It's delicious.
I gotta Google this. Late night cheeseburger.
Okay. Is that like a Canadian thing, though?
You don't do like
Doritos?
Trust me. I think I had it when I was in the States.
13. Really? Okay. 13 discontinued Doritos flavor.
No!
You killed his dream.
You blew it up.
Okay.
God damn you.
All right. Let's go through 13 discontinued flavors. Sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
Chester's cheese. Pizza Cravers and Taco Supreme.
Oh,
Jumpin' Jack Cheese, Rolitos.
Oh, I like the Rolitos.
Collisions. And number eight, late night all nighter cheeseburger.
Oh.
Number nine, The Quest.
Never heard of that.
Jean-Claude
Van Damme flavor?
Yeah, JCVD directorial.
Oh, here we go, here we go. In 2008, Doritos held another mystery chip contest called The Quest, where participants had to solve puzzles and gather clues to determine the identity of the new flavor. A few weeks later, Doritos announced the mystery flavor was Mountain Dew, which coincided with the release of the soda's Dewmocracy flavors, where you had Mountain Dew Supernova, grape, Mountain Dew Revolution, cotton candy, and Mountain Dew Voltage, raspberry.
Or I could just vomit into my own mouth.
Number 10, roulette. Number 11, 3D Doritos.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Number 12, Degree Burn. And 13, Smoky Red Barbecue.
I remember that one.
Hey, I loved 3D Doritos.
3D Doritos were fun. They were like the bugle of the Dorito world.
They were like Peter Pops.
Like a bugle.
Well, you know, I'm just happy I could crush, you know, curb stomp Brendan's dreams. Oh, wait, they sell them on Amazon.
Fuck you, Seth Rollins.
Oh, wait, maybe they don't. Hold on. Someone is selling. Oh, no, they're not available. I was excited for a moment. I was like, can it be?
I don't want anyone's discontinued late night cheeseburger chips.
You can get a pack of those with every order of Surge Cola.
Oh,
it's like buying a can of Jolt soda before, like after Izzy, they discontinued it.
Right? Izzy, you just
because
you
truckers just, were having seizures.
Izzy just unintentionally got her wrestling reference in.
Did Surge sponsor wrestling?
WCW, baby.
Yeah, they did.
That makes sense.
Well, what was the one with the cat on it?
Felt like Snickers. Wait, what?
I like
that. Surge. Also had like ginseng or something in it. It got you way jacked up. Had a cat on the front.
Oh, I remember that. I don't remember what it was though.
Growl.
Was it the one where you could have like half of it and people who were having the whole can were having like heart attacks and stuff?
Yes.
Like, red line.
Yeah, that was Jolt Soda.
No.
What was the one? No, but it was like Four Loko.
Josta.
Oh.
Josta.
Yeah. Jolt Soda, they were discontinuing it because truckers were having seizures because instead of drinking, well, to stay awake on long drives, they were drinking lots of Jolt Soda instead of actually having coffee because it had twice the amount of, Josta, yeah.
Yeah, with Corona, which is...
Yeah, Jolt Soda had like twice the caffeine of... Twice or like three times the caffeine of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, so no, yeah. Jolt Cola has twice the sugar, twice the caffeine. Is it really discontinued?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they took it off the market.
Because I used to drink... That's how my dad took care of us when we were sick. If we went to work with Dad, he'd give you a payday and Jolt Cola. And when my mom called, he'd be like, look, they feel better. They're running around. Look, they need...
What is a Mr. Big?
What a Mr. Big?
What? You don't know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys don't get a whole lot of different...
What about this one?
I've never heard of that.
What? Henry?
No.
Oh, what? Awesome. Oh, Henry Bar.
No.
They're great.
Want to hear something funny?
Holding it up more doesn't make it more. True.
True.
Are you sure?
True. Think about it.
Brendan, Smarties to these guys are rockets. Rockets.
Look at his face. See, when you say Smarties, I know what you're talking about.
Get out.
Get out.
Besides, M&M's are the best.
Oh, okay. Jolt Cola was discontinued in 2010, apparently due to some questionable marketing decisions, including making their cans look like alkaline batteries. It started up again in 2017 due to public demand.
Whatever. No. Wow.
True.
Mega.
Nathan, hold up there.
Right here? Is this what you know as Smarties?
Right, wait, who am I looking at?
Both of us.
Yeah, I...
Nathan.
Hey, Nathan, I know what Smarties are. And, no, Brendan, I don't... Munchies?
Yeah, they're like a mix of sweet chips and Doritos.
I know what a Kit Kat is.
Pretzels, Chex Mix, Cheetos.
Drew, do you, yes. Drew, do you know what a cell phone is?
Marty, Steve, there you go.
What is Diana's that?
Got do it. That.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Birthday.
Rocket.
What in the world?
Don Julio.
Don Julio, the best tortilla chips there is.
They actually are really good. And these ones are taco seasoned. That's what lightly seasoned apparently means in Utah.
Okay, this is like pretzels and chips and cheesies, and it's amazing.
Yeah. We have something like that, but I don't know. Actually, wait, it might be called munchies.
Yeah, it's just a red bag, Drew. You're seeing it in a red bag.
Okay, that's why. That's why. That's
why. Nathan, your Smarties are different than my Smarties.
Yeah, mine are chocolate.
Ours aren't chocolate.
Ours are chocolate.
Yeah, ours are like chalk.
Yeah, your guys are like rockets.
I love Brendan's face. He's like, why?
Yeah, why are you so different?
What is this craziness?
Build that wall.
Wait, I don't understand. What's the day? So it's like an M&M?
It's an
M&M.
They're not quite the same as M&M's. They do taste a little bit different.
Right. I mean, the chocolate recipe, I sure is different, but that's just an M&M.
They taste like more manufactured M&M's.
Is it a W&W?
Shut up.
I'm trying to think of like different candy. Do you guys have Whoppers?
Yeah.
Okay. I like Whoppers a lot. It's my mother's favorite candy, so like she would always have them like hidden around the house and in fridges growing up.
Huh? Do you have Maltesers?
No.
Yes, that sounds cool. At the Dollar you can get Maltesers.
Like poor man's Whoppers.
Yeah, okay. I mean they are, but we still have them.
What about Mike and Ike's?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Coffee Crisp?
No, but I think I've heard of it.
He might have something similar, but it might be just a different name.
What is it called? Like Caffeine Crunch?
No, I think I know what you're talking about. It's almost like a
wafer cookie.
No, not like a wafer. Is it? Isn't it like candy? Like it's toffee that's gone over, and it's like, and it like it's sugary, right?
No.
You're thinking of a but I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking of. It's on a stick, and it just looks like leftover taffy or caramel.
Candy apple.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you guys have a whatchamacallits?
Yeah.
No, we don't, but I have had a whatchamacallit.
Some of my students, like, they didn't believe me when I said that there's a candy bar called a whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit.
I think it's the most brilliant thing to ever name one of your products.
Right? Do you guys have Big Macs?
Yep.
Okay, cool. It has lesser quality ingredients than yours.
I don't know.
What do we have with cheese?
We have a requirement that it must be 33% beef to be called beef here. So,
do you guys have garlic fingers?
I'm not going to visit.
No, I mean, like, what is a garlic finger? Like, explain what it is.
It's like garlic bread. No, it's like pizza, but like garlic bread, kind of with cheese on top.
Garlic bread. Yeah,
we have like cheesy garlic bread sticks.
Garlic fingers. Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sakes!
Okay, yeah, I was.
I mean, here's the thing: not like actual like breadsticks, but like it's almost like you're just taking like pizza dough, topping it like you would bake breadsticks, and then cut it up.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Is from the U.S.
It is?
Does it actually look like a hand?
Ontario.
Have you ever seen a product that looks like a hand? They're called garlic fingers.
No.
Like it was like a ball of dough, and then they cut it to make it look extended like fingers, and they bake it off like garlic bread. And it comes off like a hand.
We're going to show you here in a second.
Diana doesn't believe me. She's like, he's crazy. I don't know what he's talking about. Have you never seen that? I've seen that before. It's crazy. It's kind of neat.
Oh, that's what's that called? It's just pizza.
Have that.
Dough with
garlic bread. Yeah, it's pizza dough made up like garlic bread.
It's garlic fingers. Come on.
Okay, time
you
out.
Monster. It's garlic fingers.
No, because here a chicken finger is like... It's like a fish stick made of chicken that's breaded.
Trump.
No, those are like Trump. Chicken fries from Burger King.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Actually, I think what Clarissa described was more of a chicken fry.
Chicken fingers
are where you slice up the breast into sort of long strips, but it's still pieces of the breast.
Classy. Oh, classy.
Okay, it's the thing where you like take French fries and you put cheese on them and then pour gravy on it. It's called This Is Fucking Amazing. Do you guys have that?
It's called a fucking poutine, sir.
Is it poutine or is it poutine?
Yeah, poutine.
Oh, I've always heard poutine.
It originated in Quebec, so it's French, so it's poutine.
Yeah.
What do we call it? Oh, yeah, that bitch Carol Baskin.
I mean, if you pronounce it, I'm assuming if you pronounce it like a yank, it's poutine.
I think that you're probably right. I didn't know any different.
I'm just kidding. You guys are great.
He's only looking down on us because he's physically above us.
Oh, he's below me.
What?
It's technically possible because apparently there's a section of Ontario that is actually beneath Michigan. So,
It's Windsor. Windsor goes underneath Michigan.
It's
the only part of Canada that's south of the U.S.
South,
a bunch of
subterranean.
That's where I did my grocery shopping. Detroit. By the way, Windsor is the Detroit of Canada.
So how did Canada keep that without the U.S. being dicks about it?
Don't know.
Nobody cares.
Donnie McDonald rules, I guess. Hey,
Canada.
Do you guys still have these? Or are they banned?
They can't.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, no, they're still not allowed in the U.S., Brendan.
No, they are.
They're here, so, but they took out the toys.
So you can have it's relatively easy to get a gun, no. But God knows, don't fucking have a Kinder Surprise.
I think they took out the toys and put little candy in there.
Yeah, and they're not Kinder Surprise.
No, we've got Kinder Surprise at Winco here.
They come with toys.
There are toys in them though.
Because they have a little thing that's like you get a tiny bike this time.
Okay.
Fucking Mormon. Hey, I've always said Mormons know where it's at.
Mormon kids, not so much.
Anyway, my aunt's from Hungary, so she would always bring them back for us.
Although for a while, you guys were the only ones that had vanilla Coke, so I often got it there when I was there.
Gross.
Okay.
I love vanilla Coke.
I hate vanilla Coke.
Bye, Diana.
Bye.
Diana.
Bye.
Yeah, I guess on that note, virtual camp out, I'll stop recording. How about that? But
what?
Yeah, thanks for coming out, everybody.
Who wants to hear some fun facts?
Yeah, he's been recording the entire time. Yep.
Of course.
This is for posterity.
You'll be
just audio, not video. Right?
Making history, Clarissa.